The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, December 9th, 2024.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. With me at the board is my friend, my partner, engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Elaine.
I have a special guest this morning. Joining me in the studio is Meredith Reisman, director of the Sonoma County Go Local here in Sonoma County. Meredith has been the director since November of 2024. She's a newbie here, and her career spans nonprofit work and fostering partnerships between public higher education and local communities. And we'll be talking about the benefits of supporting local businesses during this holiday season. Very, very important. You know, we don't understand, oftentimes we don't understand why it's so important to shop local, to keep those dollars here in the county. And we are going to have a good conversation about that. And just a special announcement, this program is very dear to my heart because Ken and I are very proud to be two of the founders to bring Go Local here into Sonoma County. And we are just amazed at the achievement. So I want to do a shout out for all the businesses that participate in this fantastic program to bring our local dollars back to our community. Well, I announced it last week that it was going to happen, but it actually happened. My sister Evelyn Diane Holtz turned 80 years old on December 6th. That's 3 days ago. She shared it with her friends in Las Vegas, had a nice party, and on December 15th, we're going to share with her and, you know, share her birthday here in Sonoma County. But you know, what's so interesting when you start thinking about it? She was born 80 years ago. Where in the heck did 80 years go? And when I think on my birthday, I'm going to be 85, I say to myself, wait a minute. Wait, is that possible? You know, I watch my great-grandchildren and I say to myself, my God, was I once a little kid like that? It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So happy birthday, Evelyn. I wish you another 20, 30, 50 years, as long as the Great Spirit will allow you to be on this wonderful, wonderful planet, which we, you know, it's real interesting. I just found out that in Iceland, a volcano just burst. And they're saying they can't figure out what is going on here. Well, it's all part of climate change. And, you know, we really need to start paying attention to that. Well, like we do every segment of every Monday morning, we do our little segment on our history is our strength. Now, why do I do that? Okay, I repeat it every single week. I do it because I want women to understand whose shoulders they are standing on. And when you think about, like, for example, here on December 2002, which is quite a while ago. Actually, not really. It's only like 22 years ago when you think about it. Award-winning ABC news journalist Michelle Norris became the first African-American female. I got to turn my page here. The first African-American female to be a regular host on National Public Radio's news magazine, All Things Considered. And she stepped down in 2012. But here was 2002, and here, look how long it took for finally an African-American woman to lead a major news program. And then on December 10th, 1869, and I didn't know this. I was really kind of surprised when I found this, that Wyoming was the first territory to give women the right to vote. I didn't realize that women had the right to vote all the way back in 1869. So that was quite an accomplishment when you start thinking about it, because women had so little rights. You know, we were almost considered property. In fact, I did something. I want to just mention something really quickly. I did some more research on our history as ourselves, and I found out that there was a woman by the name of Catherine Schweitzer who was attacked while running the Boston Marathon in 1967. how dare a woman that's going to join the Boston Marathon? And she was literally attacked and pulled off by men. And we just found out, I think this year, she actually ran the marathon again and wore the same sheet with the same number. But here in 1967, she was dragged out. And it was very, very humiliating when you look at some of the pictures. And then here's, we have some, what I really think is interesting is on December 10th, 1938, amazing was Pearl S. Buck received the Nobel Prize for Literature for The Good Earth. The Good Earth, if you really want to understand the position that women had across the world, watch The Good Earth. I will never forget, there's one scene, the woman, of course, all their marriages are arranged, but there's this one scene where she's pregnant, she gets married to this farmer, and she gets pregnant, of course, because that was their whole role, because there was poverty and you needed to have lots of children so they could all take care of the farm. Well, anyway, she works in the rice field with her husband. She goes into labor. Imagine this woman. Goes into labor, goes into the field, squats down, has the baby, comes back, puts the baby on her back, and she's back working on the fields. When I saw that scene, that to me really showed exactly the position that women were in. And you know something, you know, I hear there's rumors that they want to make America great again. And part of making America great again is taking women's rights away. I mean, that to me is, I mean, think about that. Think about that. You know what, they want to put us back in the rice fields? Anyway, that happened in December 10th, 1938. Pearl S. Buck received the Nobel Prize for Literature for The Good Earth. But another thing that was so interesting about The Good Earth, it was about Asians. And Asians did not play the part. Americans played the part. Caucasians played the part dressed as Asian. That's how deep the racism was in 1938 in the movie industry. And you hear lots of complaints about it. So when you start thinking about it, we have come a long way. And we don't want to go backwards. I mean, thinking of going backwards, I shudder when I think of some of these things that these people brought forward and some of the struggles that they had to even get where they're going. Well, another thing, on December 14th, 1985, Wilma Mankiller was sworn in as a principal chief of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. She was the first woman in modern history to head a major Native American tribe. Amazing. And you know, the word man-killer, you know, when I first saw Wilma Mankiller, I thought, what is she going around killing men? No, that's not what happens. Women, man-killer means it was a title given if you were a warrior woman. And she definitely, I really encourage people to read up on her. Women, oh, she was amazing. And then one of my favorite people in the whole world, and I want to say happy birthday to her. She was born December 13th, 1903, and made her transition in 1986. And that was Ella Baker. She was organizer, and she tried to develop leaders for civil rights campaigns, but found that male leaders in the NAACP were quite unwilling to delegate any responsibility to women. And you know, it's really interesting. One of the kind of the stresses when Martin Luther King made his "I Am the Dream" speech, there were no women speakers. One woman sang, I think it was Joan Baez, sang a song, and that was the end of it. And there was a lot of controversy around it. And it was people like Ella Baker who stood up and said, women have a right to have a voice. Women have a right to have a voice. You know, something, think about that. You know, they want to silence us. You know, there's a song that I play by Ellen Booksdale. It's called "By My Silence, I Give My Consent." You know, when you start thinking about it, it's an amazing thing. And you know, when you start really thinking about what happened, I found a very interesting piece of history. I found out that in 1958, I was breaking the law. I had no idea about that one. Well, in 1958, I was 18 years old. Oh, my God, it's hard to believe I was so young. I was the first family, a first member of my family to actually fly on an airplane. I remember my mother, she was like shaking as I was walking. She's walking, you know, watching me walk up the ramp. You used to walk up like a, it was almost like a ladder before you got onto the plane. I got in the plane and I was off to New York. And at that time I met a good friend. My friend, his name was Richard Pine, and then eventually we got married. But through convenience, we decided that we were going to share an apartment in downtown New York in Greenwich Village. In fact, I tell you, it was very exciting. I actually saw Bob Dylan when he was Bob Zimmerman performing. You know, I have a lot of history in this little body of mine. And we were living together, but I had no idea that it was illegal. I was breaking the law. They could have arrested me. I could have been put in jail for that. It wasn't until 2013 that women actually could legally live with their significant others. So, you know, ladies, we had a lot of regulations put upon us. You know, Ken and I were joking because we also found out that it was illegal for women to wear sneakers. Can you imagine not being able to wear sneakers? I mean, that's our most comfortable shoes now. If we used to wear sneakers, a cop could see us on the street and say, you're breaking the law. Can you imagine? Oh, yes, my arrest record. I was arrested for wearing sneakers in 1959. I mean, it's almost comical. It's almost comical. We are the ones who bring forward life, and we have the right to a voice, and we have the right to choice over our own bodies. So there's lots to think about. Well, you know something? History is a great teacher. But history also shows us our strength because we've overcome it. Now we can wear sneakers. You know, now we can do certain things that we couldn't be doing. But the thing is that it doesn't happen just because you sit down and you pray about it. It happens because women have stood up and protested and marched and did all kinds of things. And we are standing on the shoulders of many, many fabulous women. So we're going to take a musical break right now. And the song I'm going to play, because I think it's really important, especially after all this history, especially finding out some of the restrictions we had. I mean, I can't believe it. Wearing sneakers was illegal. You know, I'm going to have to research one and find out what the logic behind that was. I mean, what was that going to do to women if they wore sneakers? I mean, maybe they might want to run a marathon. Anyway, so we're going to take this musical break, and the song I'll be playing is "The Ones Who Came Before Us," sung by Betsy Rose, and just gives us kind of a pardon.
Bev Grant.
It's by who?
Bev Grant.
Oh, it's by Bev Grant. I'm sorry. Betsy Rose. I always get Betsy Rose and Bev Grant kind of mixed up. You know, they're both kind of in the same venue. And the woman, it's Bev Grant. Okay, thank you, Ken, so much. This is a reminder that as women, we have been struggling for decades, and yet we prevail. It is important to recognize all the gains we have made and continue to move forward. You know, this is another reason that we say our stories are so important. You know, that's the whole point of Women's Spaces, is to bring women on to show their accomplishments. In fact, I'm really interested because Meredith Wiesman had an experience where she was involved with Tsunami, right? Tsunami. She had experience in Indonesia working on helping people during that horrible tsunami that happened that we're going to talk about. But it's just amazing what women will do. So when we return, I will be talking with Meredith Wiesman, Executive Director of Go Local in Sonoma County. Meredith has been the director since only November 2024. That's not even 2 months. Well, welcome. Congratulations to you. And, you know, I want to do a shout out to my dear, dear friend, Janine Murray. I mean, Janine, if you're out there listening, thank you so much. I mean, we are standing on the shoulders here, Sonoma County of Go Local, on Janine Murray. She just did a fabulous job. I'm looking at their shopper's guide, and I see how many different people, how many different businesses are participating now. I mean, like I said, Ken and I were founders, and it was nothing like this. When we first came in, it was like a new phenomena. And now Oliver's Grocery Store, you know, now it's completely employee-owned, which is really a big deal. They've been members ever since the beginning of this actual program coming to Sonoma County. So it's really exciting to be talking about that. And I want to thank Janine from the bottom of my heart, and also for all the support that she's given all the nonprofits and here, particularly here at Community Radio. So congratulations, Meredith. You did a wonderful job. You got some hard shoes to fall, but I, from looking at your resume, I have no doubt that you will not, you will definitely be able to do it. So let's go ahead, Ken. Let's play that song, and when we come back, we will continue with the show and our conversations.
We reach the edge of an opening, a breaking through, and we know the situation calls for something new. There are times we cannot see what's just ahead, but still we know there is a life to be led, a path to follow, and we must go, and we must go.
Yes, we are standing on the shoulders of many, many great women, let me tell you. For you just joining us, I want to remind my listeners that the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of the station, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine Holtz. Actually, Elaine B. Holtz. I put that B in there to remind me I'm doing the best I can. I'm a beautiful child of the universe to be here now, and Ken and I are beekeepers. We just harvested, how much was it, 40 pounds of honey? I could not believe it anyway. But anyway, I just want to say that, Elaine B. Holtz. And without further ado, I want to introduce my guest, sitting right across from me, Meredith Weissman, who is the new director of the Go Local Cooperative here in Santa Rosa. And welcome, Meredith, and congratulations. Congratulations on your new position, and I want to welcome you to Women's Spaces.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. While we were on break, Meredith was telling me, she says, you know why they didn't want us to wear sneakers? Is because we had to run, and if we could run, they couldn't catch us. Very interesting thought. Well, welcome once again, Meredith. And is it okay if I tell folks just a little bit about you? You know, you had a very long, beautiful resume, and I kind of shortened it. So if there's anything I missed, please feel free to add it. Meredith Weissman has been the director of Sonoma County Go Local since November 2024. Her career spans a nonprofit work and fostering partnerships between public, higher education, and local communities. She was the founding coordinator and director of the Sonoma State University SSU Center for Community Engagement for over 16 years. You know, that's my alma mater, Sonoma State. I graduated in 1975. Local businesses and resources, including student placements and faculty research. She mentored college students and in AmeriCorps members and developed a professional and social media certificate program. Meredith also led an initiative on sustainability and climate change involving many boards and committees. What a resume you have, Meredith. I mean, what an honor to be able to have you running Go Local right now with this kind of background. With her entrepreneurial spirit, she co-created a cloud-based database for university community collaboration, which became the EduConnected module of Fundly? What is that?
Fundly is a CRM for nonprofits that was developed right here in Sonoma County. That company has left the county, but they were developed here. And so it's a software program so that nonprofits can run all of their business operations.
Wow.
I put that deal together, and I also developed the EduConnect module of it.
Wow, that takes quite a brain, I mean, to do something like that. Whoa. You know, well, it makes sense because she holds a doctorate in educational leadership and an MA in applied cultural anthropology. So I should call you Dr. Weissman, for heaven's sakes. Congratulations. I think it's so important when women that have PhDs are on that we acknowledge it, because at one time a woman couldn't even get into higher education. So the fact that you were able to achieve that much is really an inspiration for other women. That's why I always emphasize that when someone comes in with a doctorate, this is an amazing achievement. I know I have an MA, and I say to myself, why did I go to an MA? I should have gone to a doctorate, because it was just as much work. But anyway, so I'm only an MA, you're a DR. Anyway, and she has traveled extensively. And this is one of the most interesting things that I found in her resume that I'm going to have her talk about. She worked in Indonesia after the 2004 tsunami for Plan International USA. So, Meredith, when we begin, let's begin. I have to ask that question. What was that all about, and how did you get involved? And, I mean, here you went from working on a tsunami in 2004. Here you are doing Go Local here in Sonoma County, which is amazing. So talk a little bit about that experience before we go into the Go Local, just to satisfy our curiosity.
Well, thank you, Elaine, so much for having me and for asking this question. I don't get to talk about this much anymore, so it's been a while. So a lot of folks don't know this, but 220,000 people died in that earthquake and tsunami. Of that 220,000, 200,000 of them were in Indonesia. So the vast majority were in Indonesia. And of those in Indonesia, most of them were, almost all of them, were in the area and region of Aceh, which is a large city on the very end of the tip of the island of Sumatra. There was so much death, plus the destruction of nearly all the infrastructure, the farms, et cetera, everything, the roads, that, of course, the local economy was completely wiped out. Previously, I had done my graduate research in central Java, which is about 1,800 miles away from Aceh, so not nearby by any stretch. But I felt the need to help, so I was very lucky to engage with Plan International. At that time, I lived in Rhode Island, and the international headquarters, or the American headquarters of Plan, was in Rhode Island. And so I got involved with them, and they helped me get over there and help out. And what I did was I supported local efforts at grant writing and reporting, which had to be done in English, which is really unfair for people in Indonesia to have to do all their grant writing and reporting in English, but those were the rules. So I translated materials from Indonesian English to standard English. I also taught volunteer program management and English for working with international volunteers who were just pouring in, and the local folks didn't have the knowledge about how to work with them.
I want to ask you a question. I can't help but realize that when I'm looking at you, how young you were when this was happening. Where did you get your courage to do this? I mean, that's another thing we do in with Women's Spaces. We're trying to find out where women get that oomph to be able to hear. You went to a land that was being destroyed by this horrible event. You know all about climate change, and now you're involved in this. Where did you get the courage to do that?
Probably my grandmother, like everybody else, right? That's where it comes from.
Grandmothers,
to our
right?
grandmothers. I mean, I, you know, my grandmother was an activist her entire life, and I lived with her when I was a kid, and I came from a family of activists, and I was taught, get to work. I remember my grandmother regularly quoting Joe Hill, don't mourn, organize. And so that's how I live my life. I don't even think about it, really.
That is amazing.
So it's amazing when people think about it. It's not amazing when it's been programmed into you.
Well, you know, when I think of my own grandmother, I have a different reason I get confidence and courage, is because they came from Russia. Her story is her and her sister and mother only had two loaves of bread, and they were third class. And I'm often wondering, where did they get water? I mean, how did they survive that trip? And how did they even come here? Couldn't speak the language. And all of a sudden, you know, you think, God, if these women can do it, God darn it, so can I. So that's amazing. So what was the outcome of all this? How long were you there? And what do you feel was the biggest accomplishment there for you?
The great news is that the tsunami and earthquake effectively ended a 50-year war that had been going on there.
Oh, really?
And so, and the people there said that that was the silver lining of the horrors that this situation provided them. And so the war is over. It is not happening anymore. It wasn't happening anymore pretty much from the day the tsunami hit. It's rebuilding. It's rebuilt. There's life there again. There's farms there again. There's people living their lives there.
And there's no war.
And there's no war. Not in Aceh.
Well, you know, I have people often get a little bit upset with me when I say this, but I just have this feeling somehow, even in the worst of times, all things happen for a greater good that bring us sometimes to better places, even though we don't want that to happen that way. But it's amazing. And when we were at the, when you came in, you were kind of talking about it a little bit. You said all of a sudden the soldier, nobody was could take care of it. So they had to go and they had to do their own survival, which is that's what it's all about on this planet. So it's just amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. What an experience you bring to this county, just to be able to have that experience and, you know, help people and overcome it. So it just gives one an idea of how involved you are in community and in taking care of these. So congratulations and thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So let's go ahead. Let's talk about Go Local. You know, before you get into the, you know, the history and stuff, what attracted you to Go Local and what do you bring to the table? I mean, what excites you about it? And I mean, you're coming from Sonoma State, 16 years working with students, you know, and then here now you're going into a whole different realm. I mean, working with business is far different than working with students. So what was the attraction? And what is exciting to you about it?
So Go Local was founded 15 years ago this year, so we're really excited to be celebrating our 15th anniversary in 2025. And it was founded to build the locally owned market share. I originally learned about it when it was formed at the Sustainable Enterprise Conference, where I served on the planning committee for many years, and I got to know a lot of the folks who were involved with forming and building Go Local. And I just admired their work, and I followed it closely. Did you know that when purchases are locally made at locally owned businesses, three times as much money stays in Sonoma County as if we purchase at a corporate big box store or online? That makes a really big difference. And that's the difference that every one of us can make every day.
Can I just inject something? Another difference they make is less boxes, less, you know, less pollution. I am so amazed when I order something online and the box comes a little tiny thing in this big box. So I just wanted to throw that in.
That's right. Plus the shipping and the shipping and the shipping again, right? all of that is wrapped up in it, and that is all sucking resources right out of our community. And so the key is for all of us to contribute what we can locally. And so to me, that's what Go Local is all about. It's about building the local economy, which is vital for building a more sustainable, thriving community for all of us.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I did one interview with Jody Evans from Code Pink, and they're doing a thing called Peace, the Local Economy for Peace. I mean, it's kind of, it feels like there's something in the air about local economies and peace and climate change all wrapped in one.
Yes, I think you're right. I think that the local first movement recognizes our connections to each other and how deep they are and how important it is that we work together to sustain those.
Well, you know, it's really interesting, too, that Oliver's Market is now employee-owned. You know, they were one of the first – they were one of the very first members, actually, of Go Local. I mean, when we first started it, it was like, what are we doing? How are we going to do this? You know, I mean, we actually made an emblem. That was our first step that said Go Local, and we were all so proud of it. How does something like that – how does a company going into all employee-owned, how does that affect the community?
Well, that keeps even more of our money local, and it distributes it more than having one big owner at the top who is retaining it all for themselves and possibly shipping it out. And so that is how we build our community in a way that more of our boats float together.
I like that. More of our – say that again.
More of our boats float together.
I like that. More of our – I mean, especially we just had these 12 inches of rain. Let's go. It's a great analogy. Well, talk a little bit about, because I remember way back when, you know, one of the big controversies was what is define Go Local? You know, what does it mean to be a local business? So how do you attract the businesses and what are some of your requirements? And why is not only just for the idea of educating businesses and educating each other and educating the community, what are some of the benefits that really grow out of being part of this organization?
For the businesses?
Yeah.
Great, thank you. So businesses really do gain quite a lot from being members. And so we have over 400 members, by the way, at this time, which is pretty amazing if you think about where we started out. And it's in pretty much every industry that you can think of. Whether people are looking for the perfect gift or groceries, you mentioned Oliver's, hardware or software, technology, an artist or a craftsperson, attorney, a financial advisor, a real estate agent, an electrician or a plumber, cannabis, spirits, wine, beer, banking, or a restaurant. The key is to think local first. And so companies who are in any of these industries and beyond, we welcome you to join us. If you are a locally owned company, please join us. You can, when you join us, you get listed on our website and in the pocket guide, and that is part of your membership. Come to one of our refer local networking lunches and meet other local business folks and work together on helping our boats float. And you can also offer a reward for consumers so that they can show their Go Local card and get a deal from you.
Okay, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop there for a second. So there is a Go Local card. What is the mm-hmm. Go Local card?
It's the card that you can get carry around in your wallet. You can get one at Corix, or you can contact us and we'll mail you one if you don't live near Corix. And we will, and you can show that at a bunch of different businesses that offer rewards, and you can find out which businesses offer rewards in our website or in the pocket guide.
You know something? I never knew that was happening. I never knew about the rewards. I mean, what an interesting – I never knew that was happening. I knew you had the card.
Yes.
But I didn't know the card was attached to –
So. Sometimes, like some businesses offer a certain percentage off or something like that.
So that is very – I have to tell you something that my daughter Susan Jensen owns Economy Plumbing, and we're proud members of Go Local. I mean, I remember when I said, Susan, you got to join Go Local. You know, got to get that name out there.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's really interesting. Now, how does a business, for example – okay, so – They become a member. So how do you help get the word out? I mean, what are some of the things that you do? What do you offer them? And then besides, you know, trying to incite the consumer to come in, what are some of the benefits?
So in addition to being available for consumers, you can also put an ad in the beautiful Made Local magazine. We also have a very special deal for businesses where they can have an advertisement on the big, big digital billboard on the 101 in Rohnert Park at a price that you cannot get directly. And so that's specially for our members. And we've actually had businesses join just for that. So please join us and, you know, reach out to me and we can talk about how we can best work together.
So it's really interesting. You know, we're coming to the Christmas holidays, you know, and I know, I mean, I'm a consumer, you're a consumer, and I know the ease of picking up that telephone or going on your computer and just typing in, let someone deliver it for free. What are really, break it down for us a little bit so people can just really understand the importance and how those dollars work and how it's better to go local and at least take some of your money. You know, people like the convenience. You're not going to stop that. But how can they budget, and what are really the benefits of the community?
So when you make your purchases at locally owned businesses, three times as much money stays right here in Sonoma County. So when you do even some of your holiday shopping locally, it makes a big difference. So I'm asking you to think local first and then think about the rest of it later. So when you do your local shopping, bring a friend, because not only will that help to increase the market share of these local businesses, but you'll have more fun that way too. And that's how we build community.
Well, that's interesting. So how do the dollars work? How do they distribute in a way? And I know there's another thing, too, that's very important, that most local businesses live locally also.
Right.
So you're not only working with the consumer price or the profit, et cetera, but you're actually supporting a whole workforce that's living in your local, because you don't want people. You know, when I start thinking about it, this is really interesting, Meredith, when as you were talking, I start thinking about my own growing up. You know, I was looking, there was a song that I found that I was going to play, but I wasn't sure. It didn't quite fit, but it still sparked a lot of memories in my mind, and it was called The Local Grocery Store. You know, and so what happened with me, I was brought up in East Los Angeles. Okay. I lived on, by Soto Street, and it was a little community. You know, all the kids played outside. You know, your mother knew when you're going to tell Elaine to go home now. It's time for dinner. But we had Plotkin's grocery store. Well, my mother, we ran tabs then. I'm really dating myself, but we ran tabs. So in other words, she'd come in, and then my father would get paid, and once a month they would pay Plotkin, and that's how people did things. Well, when I was a little girl, I used to love the Hershey's chocolate bars with little almonds on it, and I would go in and say hello to Plotkin, and I would steal one. Okay, so Plotkin would put 5 cents on my mother's bill. So all of a sudden, my mother would come in and say, "What's this?" And Plotkin would say, "Well, Elaine was here, and she took 4 bars." And my mother would yell at me, "Why are you taking the bars?" And that went on for years. Today, if I stole a bar, they'd have the police down there tackling me. But that was local. That was local. And across the street, my grandmother owned a fish store. You know, and then you got to know your neighbors. It was so interesting. And it seems like when you talk local, that there's such a feeling of community. You know, it just address that a little bit. What is that thought?
So I'm so glad you asked this, because, you know, sometimes folks think that it's more expensive to shop locally. And, you know, honestly, sometimes that's true. But sometimes it's not. So, for example, I need to buy new windows for my home. And I got an estimate from a big box store that shall not be named. And then I reached out to a Go Local member called DJ's Sash and Glass. And DJ's was much less expensive. Much less expensive. And
plus, if he does it wrong, he's right there.
Exactly. And the same thing happened with a big box store and Wolf HVAC when I was looking at replacing my heating system. And with so many items from Friedman's, Sometimes it's the same item. Sometimes it's a better item. It's often a significantly better price. So not only is the locally owned option less expensive, and I know my money is going to stay here, but I also know, as Elaine just said, that I'm going to get better service. And so will you, because we are building our community together, and this is how we do it. And so along these same lines, you know, so many folks in our community have recently lost access to housing insurance, earthquake insurance, fire insurance, homeowners insurance, renters insurance. And so I highly recommend that you try a Go Local insurance agent. Go to our website, look for insurance, and it will pop right up. Some of our insurance companies understand locally our reality here in a way that the national folks don't. I even got kicked off of my insurance from a company that I have been working with since I was in my 20s. And so I am now working with a Go Local insurance, a local insurance agent, so that I can get my insurance.
Well, it's really interesting when you think we live in communities. We kind of lost sight of that, I think. I remember when Go Local, when they had this campaign, and I think it was Oliver's Market. They had all these pictures up there with these local farmers and all this. And I thought, God, I didn't even know that. I thought all we do is grow wine here. You know, I didn't realize that there's vegetables and there's all kinds of different things that come in, and all kinds of different salves. And I mean, there's just so many different things that happen locally. But still, the question is, when you talk about, okay, here you talk about the insurance agent. Okay, they're working with companies how do you define that to be local?
So the folks who are on our website and in the Pocket Guide are locally owned companies. That doesn't mean that they don't work with places that are outside the area. Most of the retailers, almost all the retailers, are selling things that are made in China and are shipped here, of course. But the piece of their profit that is theirs is three times as likely to stay here. That doesn't mean the entire chain stays here, but it does mean that, as Elaine said, they live here, they pay employees who live here, those employees are paying rents and mortgages here, those employees are purchasing other things here, and that's how the whole system keeps the money here, circulating here in Sonoma County, rather than being sucked out elsewhere.
It's something really to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you think about it, you know, we're looking for ways to have, say, peace on earth, to have better relationships, you know, and this is something I think worth exploring. So let's get a little bit into the nitty gritty about it. Okay, so how do folks, for example, I have a copy of the magazine. The magazine is amazing, but different people are represented in it. They tell their story. You can find out what they're doing, what they're local. How do people get a magazine? That's number one. If you're a local business out there, how do you decide you're going to join? Is there any? You have seminars that explain to people? I mean, what is your protocol for that?
So you can pick up a copy of Made Local magazine at many retailers around the county. If you go to our website, which is golocal.coop, that's for co-op. It's not .com. It's .coop. You can find a list of all the places where Made Local magazine and the Pocket Guide are distributed. And so grab one today. They came out just a couple of weeks ago, and they generally are gone. They're very popular. And we're the publisher of Made Local magazine. A lot of folks don't know that. And so I think that answered your question about where to get Made Local magazines.
Also, for businesses, is there any seminars? How do they find out about you?
Yes, so businesses, please reach out to me. We can talk. You can check out our website, golocal.coop, and all the information that is there about what membership buys you and what you can expect from membership. Talk to our members, grab a copy of Made Local magazine or our Pocket Guide and see who else is there. We are here to support you, and I'm very happy to discuss alternate and creative membership strategies. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Well, my last question which I think is really important. What are some of the challenges that you're actually facing as a company to get people to, like I say, it's so much easier. You just pick up the phone or go on your computer and there the package arrives. You know, you don't think in terms of Box or Go Local and all that stuff. So what are some of your challenges and what do you think is important that people have to have a mindset about?
So I think I mentioned earlier that a lot of times folks think that buying locally is more expensive. And so it's just worth it to add it to your process to check and make sure. And, you know, we're all on really tight budgets. So, but sometimes buying local actually is less expensive. And again, you'll be contributing in ways that go beyond what you expect. And I also mentioned the insurance thing. I also am going to mention the banking local. A lot of folks don't think about that, but banking local is a really easy way to have a really big impact. And it doesn't cost anything for you to bank local versus bank not local. So that's a really easy way to transition. And so that's the kind of resolution you can make in the new year. You know, the biggest challenges that we face are that we are in an environment in which everybody is so busy and so swamped, and that's by design. It's so that we don't spend our time building our community, and that's the most important thing. And so taking a breath and remembering what we're all doing, why are we so busy? What choices are we making collectively, not individually, but collectively, that are making it so difficult for us to have community? And then we can change the way that we live our lives together to build the kind of communities that we want, and we can thrive together.
Well, I'll tell you, you inspire me to really be caring. You know, I was thinking about what something that Ken's mother said to me one day. Her name is Mary Norton. We were talking about poverty, and we were talking about planning and all that, and she says, well, people need to budget better. And I thought, and when she said that, I said to myself, well, some people don't have enough money to budget. You know, I mean, but then all of a sudden, as you're talking, part of it needs to be is that maybe when you're looking at making that Christmas list, that you say, okay, I'm at least going to explore to look at what's local, how I can go. And then, like you said, the first stop could be find your local bank. You know, and go and do that to start. That's a good start. Well, Meredith Weisman, I am very impressed with you, and I'm very impressed with the fact that we have a new executive director here, and I really want to congratulate you. So we are at the end of this segment. I'm going to give you whatever you've said, some marvelous things already, but I'm going to give you the last words. Please repeat your website again and how people can personally get a hold of you and any other thing that you'd like to say.
I want to thank you again, Elaine, for having me on the show. I also want to thank our 2024 top sponsors, Clover, Friedman's, Exchange Bank, Veal Outdoor Advertising, Redwood Credit Union, Sonoma Media Group, and Oliver's. And I look forward to seeing you at a local event or shop soon. Please check out our website at golocal.coop. For more information, to sign up for our newsletter, you can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you so much for going local.
Oh, and thank you. Thank you so much. And any support that we can give you, you know, Go Local has been really very, very supportive of our radio station here, and I really thank them. And again, a shout out to Janine Murray when she's out there. You know, I just think she did a wonderful job. And I know she's still participating, I think.
She's still on the board, and she has been an incredible mentor and supporter through this process, this transition.
Well, you know, another thing that I have to say this, women are running this thing, and I'm telling you, we understand community. So thank you so much, Meredith. Thank you so much for being on Women's Basis and for doing such a wonderful interview and for explaining to us what Go Local is all about.
Thank you, Elaine.
Wow, I'm telling you. Life is amazing. You know, there are so many great things happening in our community that it's just exciting to me. And, you know, it's so important right now. You know, a lot of people are depressed about the end of what happened with the election, and all kinds of things are going on. I mean, I can feel it in the air when I talk to my friends. But, you know, when you start looking at how can I help overcome it? you know, how can I make things better for myself? How can I find that there is community? Well, the first thing you can do is get to know your next door neighbor, for God's sakes. You know, say hello to them. Say Merry Christmas to them. I mean, there's some people in my block, I have never seen them leave their house. So, you know, maybe meet a neighbor. Another, research. Who's local? What are they offering? You know, and not only that, when you go shopping and you're going local, you know, you get a chance to go outside and walk around, meet people in the community, and start talking to the clerks. I love getting to know the clerks. I mean, after a while, you know, I shopped at several stores and I was ill, and then all of a sudden we came back, and I was so surprised when someone would say, "Oh my God, what happened? We haven't seen you for a while." I mean, there's a really good feeling about that. And, you know, to enhance our good feeling again, I decided I want to play this song. I don't know, you know, maybe, you know, people call me a Pollyanna, people call me a woohoo, people call me that, you know, I'm not facing reality. Well, I try to look on the sunny side of things. You know, I can be depressed about 1,000 things, just like any one of us can be depressed. But what does depression get us? You know, it gets us nothing. And the best way to overcome a depression is, number one, to show gratitude for what you have, not for what you don't have. And also to just enjoy the day. Enjoy the day. So I want to play this song, Look on the Sunny Side, and it's sung by Loretta Lynn. And it just, it makes me feel good, and I thought my listeners would enjoy it themselves. So go ahead. And I want to do a special thank you for Merith Weisman for being on with Go Local. It really was an educational piece for me. I had no idea, you know, that they have this card that you can go in and get some rewards. I mean, you better believe I'm going to check that one out. So anyway, let's go ahead, Ken. Let's play. Let's Look on the Sunny Side, and then we'll do a few goodbyes after that.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side alive. Though the storms in its fury break today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Storms and clouds will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side alive. Let us grieve with a song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always, who will keep everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way if we keep on the sunny side of life. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
Oh, my goodness. Keep on the sunny side of life. Yes, 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 yes. Anyway, we have come to the just about the end of the show. We have a little bit of time left. And what I want to talk about really quickly is, first of all, I want to thank Meredith Wiesman again. What a wonderful interview. And, you know, she was just showing me in our little booklet that when you look at the booklet, they have little icons next to each little store that gives a discount. So I would really encourage folks to go ahead and get a card. You know, really help save a dollar here, a dollar there. But, you know, it's really interesting as we're coming into 2025, you know, there's lots of things going on. We just had election and we have a one president leaving, a new president coming in, and there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. But one thing that we are certain of, and that is that we have to have the Equal Rights Amendment passed. And there's a big push. There's a big push to write your congressmen, write your senators, write your president of the United States that he brings forward the Equal Rights Amendment and he makes it part of the Constitution. You know, so if you go on www.womenspaces.com, there is an interview, and I'm going to have Ken put it on the front of the as a first show that where people talk about the ERA, and hopefully I have my fingers crossed that maybe next week that I will be able to have them on to talk about it, because there is a big campaign to encourage our particularly our president to go ahead and ratify that. I mean, it's very, very important. You know, it's taken a long enough time to get it to happen, and it needs to happen now. But as women out there, we need to write Jared Huffman, write Mike Thompson. You know, these are our representatives. Tell them they've got to push to get that ERA taken care of. I mean, it's been too many years. A reminder, you know, thank you all for listening. You've all been listening to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz. I'm your host. A reminder, tell your friends that Women's Spaces will be aired again at 11 p.m. this evening. I am excited. I even get to listen to my own program. I follow a wonderful show on the air, so I really encourage folks to listen. Also, I'm available for speaking engagements, and if you have any announcements you'd like to have on the air, like, for example, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, anything like that. Hey, April Fool's, Ken and I are going to be celebrating 25 years together. That is quite a big accomplishment. So anything you have, just email me at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, middle initial B-H-O-L-T-Z, and I'm happy to respond. This is Elaine B. Holtz. You've been listening to Women's Spaces. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you the next time.
If not a woman in your life, she's someone to pursue. She's patient and she's waiting and she'll take you home now. The woman in your life, she can wait so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you. Because the woman in your life, the woman in your life, the woman in your life is.
The previous Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, December 9th, 2024.